Hello, welcome to TTIGR, that time I got reincarnated podcast where everyone can come together and enjoy all things anime. My name's Rashawn and I'm here with Devante and Jamal. To find more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
So, all right, real quick.
Oh yeah, definitely. Man, bro, I should I watched that with Haley. Just the last episode too.
Yeah. So oh, God. This is what we like. You gotta vet this.
Bro, she was asleep. She was asleep. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna watch Bunch. No, and like, and then she woke up and I was like, hey, just so you know, this is weird. And it got extra weird.
Just so you know,
it got extra weird.
He's trying to do a little experiment. Hey, by the way, it's weird.
I couldn't even like, she's like, what's going on? I don't even know.
Does she watch any anime, right?
No. I mean, she does. She does. Bro. Don't get it wrong. She watches. She knows. Like, she knows how that works. Like, okay. So she understands. Like, it's just anime. But like, I couldn't explain that.
Yeah.
Bro, give me your banana. Like, that's some stuff. Like,
you gotta just watch first.
Like, that's what I told her. I was like, she's like, what is? I was like, just watch it. Just watch it.
That's the whole basis of the show is around this dude for some reason.
Bruh.
Yeah, because like I didn't watch that with. I did watch that with Lauren too. Well, I didn't watch it with her, but she was definitely like there awake.
Oh, no. And she was like, "What is this?"
She wasn't that bad about it, but actually, she wasn't paying attention for most of it, so I was pretty cool. But even then, like, she kind of watches anime a little bit, so
she understands. Yeah, she's been like vetted for anime shows. She's seen some.
Yeah,
Haley,
yeah.
She's seen like Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like. Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine you watch that.
Normally I'm watching that on my phone.
Like. Yeah, and don't get it twisted, because there's definitely the anime. It's like it's good, but it's like what we were talking about, bro. You just gotta watch it. It's the story, bro. Hey,
the first episode that had me like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm glad I watched it when there's a couple episodes already out.
Me?
Oh no, I just.
Me too, bro. I'm glad I waited. Like, there was four.
You, if I would have watched it right away, like, when it first came out, and I saw that episode, I would have been like, nah.
I did. I got to that point. I was like, the first one, give me your dong. I was like, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna turn this off.
I had it on my TV. Zaire's sitting there. Literally, like, I'm gonna suck up my teeth if you give me your dong. I was like,
he's like, nope. Daddy, what's that?
I was like, nope. Man. Go to the phone. Like,
these anime ain't for kids.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I found that out.
They not for kids, bro.
It was wild. Yeah. And then, yeah, this last one, waking up naked, it's like, yo.
Yeah,
like, I can't.
Yeah, they definitely trying to say like they definitely. If this was real life, they be in there,
bro. Man, these are children. We can't like this is not okay. Why? Like that's I. See, I don't like that they're in high school. Like, can we make them adults? Then this is like at least okay.
Right.
Put them in college. Like, can this be college?
Right. But man, it's anime though. Once you hit 18, you're literally dead. You're old. You're a bag.
Like, if either you hit, you die at 18, or you just make it to the old age. So you
You're old head in the game. Like. Your generation's over. Like, 18, like, it's the new generation now.
Right. That's coming up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like, but I do feel you, though, because there are some that are, like, college, you know? Like, I would say Solo Leveling is probably around there. He's probably, like...
No, he's, like, 16.
No, he's not.
I would say, because he's not in school.
His sister's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
So he's probably, like, 18, he's like 18,
19. Yeah.
But
I'm cool with even that age.
Yeah.
Let me get that age. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they could or be like seniors, I guess.
Or Naofumi.
No, they're like 16 though.
Yeah, they're definitely high school.
Yeah.
But Naofumi from Shield Hero, he was 22.
Let me get that. Yeah. Let me get the
Kafka Himeno is the
first
one. That Kafka 32.
Yeah, he up there.
Like, mm-hmm.
But I guess it's more like slice of life there, like they'll be a little older.
Well, but. I mean the shonen stuff I understand because it's literally young hero, but like every action adventure doesn't need to be that, or like a at least when it comes to like a reincarnation, it's guy they can be any age, because then they come back at any age, or sometimes they come back as a kid, but then they're still an adult. Like, what's that shit that we were watching?
All of them.
I would say pretty much all of them, but
Re-Zero.
Jobless Reincarnation.
Yep, you knew it.
Jobless Reincarnation. Yeah, but that one, dude. I do wish that in their case, I wish that he just was the kid rather than like he can still like have his memories, but get rid of that old man dialect.
Like,
get rid of the old guy. Like, just keep it like it's this kid. He's talking. It's his inner dialogue, but he just has memories of the old world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I feel that, but I do kind of like the old man dialect. It like,
see, I like, cause sometimes it'd be all right until he starts actually doing like.
It reminds you that he's still an old guy.
Yeah. But that's what would be making some of the scenes even more crazy because when he is over here trying to hit on these girls and you'd be like, all right, dude, like the girl's like 12, 15. You got damn. This old man dialogue. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Damn, but I see a child.
Yeah, yeah you
so
see
a, I don't even
But
like,
if you see a child and you hear a child and he's like, all right, he's a child in this world. Like, he's a child. Like, cause I do get the aspect because like, even the way you look like, he has died and been reborn as a kid. Like, he's had to live those kid years. He might have an older mindset, but he is still a kid to some degree. So it was like, but we used to have this old man, like, I'm the old guy in this body. Like, I'm still the old guy.
Right.
Get out of here. Like,
yeah.
It was already like a hard struggle battle. Like, you needed to come with some strong points to begin with. But now it's just over the top. Now it's really just his own in this young body. And he's trying to get these young girls. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, that's weird. The way you put that, the man yeah. weird.
But otherwise, like it is a really
think about that.
No,
because it's a really it's a really good show, but it do be kind of like getting online. It's like, bro, like just get rid of this old man, like get rid of him altogether. Like, don't even voice act, nigga. Don't even voice. Get rid of.
Just die. Like, stop existing.
So. At least out of the show, you know. But just real quick, what I have been watching is the I was been watching the Undead Unwanted Adventure.
You done caught up.
It's done. So I just
told you
I binged that.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, I didn't doubt it, but I like to wait for the dub sometimes.
I didn't
sometimes like
I got watched in dub.
I bet you it was better in the dub.
It was nice.
Yeah, I wait for the dub because sometimes like it's those things like you just need to at least have a couple of episodes because if it's slow enough for me and if I would just watch the first episode, it'll be a minute before I watch the second episode. It might even fall off. Because it's like it didn't necessarily catch my attention.
There's some that might be good for that. The healer who was banished turns out to be the strongest.
Yeah.
That one might be a good one for you guys to watch like that. Demon Lord 2099. I 100% that is better in dub than it is sub.
Yeah.
I waited and then I watched all dub and then I caught up to sub and it's good.
Hey, dang, he's out. Nigga, watched it in both dub and sub.
I caught up. Like, I was like, all right,
I'm in here now.
I got to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, because when it's like that, because it'd be like the show's actually really good, but it's just started off a little slow. Yeah. So it's like I can just see it back to back. So sometimes I'll just kind of wait on it because it's like,
A Terrified Teacher at Ghoul School. I'm waiting for that to become dubbed because it looks like it's kind of funny.
A Terrified Teacher at Ghoul School.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It just, yeah. Yeah, there's just too much.
So, yeah, Undead, Unwanted Adventure. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about that Danny Dan, which I did kind of want to touch up on that a little bit because even though, like, I do feel you guys' dynamic with them right now, I do kind of like their dynamic between the two main characters because it's like, I don't know, she's down to earth and. He is he's a typical underdog.
He's an awkward dude.
Yeah, he's a typical underdog. But they've been through some stuff, and now they're ride or die, and then this new girl coming.
Yeah, I think how there's another one with powers like that is dope.
Yeah.
So my thing is this, are they going to keep adding people?
I think it's going to...
Or is it just going to be them three?
Just from the intro, if you look at the intro... That looks like there's at least going to be another guy. So there's going to be four of them.
Gotta be watching them intros, bro. I'm telling you, that's how you tell.
Yeah, they be in there. So, because, yeah, just based off the intro, the main villains are the alien people.
Yeah.
And there's the both versions of them, because when they tear off that whatever weird human skin that they have. Then the Turbo Granny. And then you got those four people.
Granny's trapped.
Yeah,
I don't think Turbo Granny is really an enemy at this point.
Turbo Granny is over with. But Granny is still, I guess, around. so to say.
She's just there for comic relief.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. As soon as she got turned into the cat, it was over.
Yeah. Oh, straight up. Hey, but she doesn't learn what she wants, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's helping him the whole time.
Yeah.
She might as well help him.
I mean, I think that's what she says at some point. She was like, I'm stuck here anyway.
Yeah. The only way that she's going to, if he gets all his stuff back to normal.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, but at this point now, you know, after he went through all that stuff, he's like, man, I hate to get possessed. But at this point now where he's at, he's in a point where he's not necessarily possessed anymore. Now he just has the power.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. He only has a portion of the power.
Yeah. And then, but yeah, I do like their dynamic. But I do think there's going to be at least one more person. And then, what I want to talk about, because you know this last episode was nice, it's crazy. That episode before, when they first showed that lizard thing.
Yo,
and it Nessie? Was, yeah, and it was like coming through the water. Yeah. And then you can just, you know, her ripple, because it just showed a shadow. Yeah. And then like her ripple, when she sat down and like went all the way back there. And then next, you know, it comes back, and she's like, "Oh man!" And then that thing came around the corner, like, I was like, "No!"
Man, and then from there, it shot that beam.
Yeah, that was nuts. The whole building just destroyed. I think it's cool how they went into a whole nother dimension for that.
I do too. I do just kind of wish like some of that stuff would explain, like, why did that even happen?
Yeah.
They said because it says the aliens, they do it, and only people that have special those powers are able to be in there. So that's why those three are in there.
That makes sense. But
or I guess more like a, you know, it was like a interlude to doing that, because like it just happened. And then as the fight's going on, it explains like why they're even in the situation. But to some degree, I'm not gonna lie, I almost thought that we were done with those aliens.
Yeah, I did too.
You know what I mean? Because like did too. It was no like either.
Because Momo, what's his name? Momo, I thought she took him out.
Yeah, I was like, there's really no connection. I'm like, oh yeah, we will be back again to come and get you. Like, we're gonna send the homies. Like, watch out for us. Well, we ain't done here
actually,
yet.
Actually, if you think about it, she crashed the ship. And then the big alien came.
The sumo lord?
Yeah.
See, okay, that's...
So I guess maybe they haven't...
any connection to them?
Yeah, I think they sent him, and then they killed...
You talking about the one that was boxing?
The big, big one. No, the really, really big one.
When they take off the talisman so he can come into the
place. Oh, yeah. Episode 2 or 3 or something like that.
Okay.
And then after that, it was... demons again, so it's like going back and forth almost.
I guess and they just fought the whatever her name is,
the dancing demon lady.
Yeah,
the spider,
because in a way it's almost like, I want to say episodic, but I do kind of, as in a way, like you don't necessarily need to see one episode to watch the other.
No,
but
you do.
But yeah, you do just for the fact that, because his powers are progressing,
there's no way you could watch it without, like, watch one episode without the other. It wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, because you'd be like, how does this girl play into it?
Yeah.
That's true. Because that's how I kind of feel about, like, the events they end up getting into.
How does she get her power? Why does she have powers?
I mean, but that's kind of what the whole show is. It's just it's a lot of questions.
It is a lot of questions. Because, like, that's why it does tie together off of, like, the character dynamics for the main crew. But like the events that they get into is really no flow. Like, how do you even end up here?
Yeah, it's just day-to-day actions. There hasn't been a lot.
It's like a new day. They just get introduced to a new villain. It's like...
Well, no, because at first couple episodes, they were focused on Turbo Granny. They were trying to...
Yeah.
But the other people kept popping up.
Yeah, that's true.
And then once they beat Turbo Granny, that's how they... No, they don't even have, like, really a main enemy right now, except these, I guess, these aliens.
That's what I guess they would be, but, you know, and thought they were just done for. Because, like, Turbo Granny was, for the first few episodes, like, the main villain. Yeah. Because, like, we got to get this back. But then they turned Turbo Granny into a gag.
Well, their whole thing right now is they're trying to find his other ball.
Yeah.
So...
But it's like...
And this is the path to finding it.
Yeah, I guess.
And then they literally were just in school and then this happened. So they didn't even really have an opportunity.
Yeah, they weren't even looking for that part. They were just chilling.
Like, this is literally just the day after the whole bullshit with Lady goes on, and then boom, they're stuck in.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I guess that's also why I thought it was random, because like they were just like, it's just they were in school doing their thing, and next thing you know, it was like
they weren't even trying. They weren't even looking for the smoke. It was It was like they were trying to get us more enticed into the different people. Mm-hmm. And then, like, into their relationship or whatever. Uh-huh. And then, all of a sudden, we got reminded, hey, there's aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I do also like about the show is that it does have that. So, like, when they're in school and they're doing their dynamics between the characters and that little love interest, like, that is, like, a slice of life drama romance type deal. And I feel like I like it because they're doing, like, a good balance between that. And the action within the show to keep you hooked and interested. You know what I mean? So you do get these two dynamics.
The fact that they fought a mantis shrimp.
Yeah. At first, dope. I wasn't even.
I like. And then they switched it to real life mantis shrimp. Bro, that was dope. That was dope. Yeah. I liked it.
To bring it, yeah. Because that's what made me realize. And then after they did a little clip, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah, no, I noticed that right away. I was like.
Which, I mean, in that regard. It's cool because even when they were in class, they were watching a video. They were just bored watching the video about that in, like, biology. Or at least she was.
So it's like they took that mantis strip and then they...
Yeah.
From that class. That was maybe the one from their class.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dope. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in there for the ride. Yeah, I'm in there for the ride now. I got to play the intro. Come on now. They was hitting with that one.
Facts.
It was hitting with... And then the other one that I've been watching too is that Dragon Ball Diamond.
Ain't no one want to hear about that.
No, I'm in.
Nah, no one wants to hear about it.
I'm in there for that.
No one wants to hear about it.
Cause that last episode, they was boxing.
They're ending Super, bro. They're not even gonna continue Super 2. They're not gonna continue Super 2.
This bro, like, gave up. He's like, it might be a while. It might be a while. But they'll come
bro,
back.
They caught us. Hey, bro. That's energy. Just hey, bro. They caught us.
It's energy I have right now, bro. I'm so upset about it. They could have brought that
because man. You got real.
Bro, too. Black Frieza is going on right now, and they gave us no answers. They brought him, introduced that, and then
hit go. Oh yeah. What else, bro? They're gonna come back with it, man. But they was already gonna do this project where this. Old boy was alive or not? Like, RIP to the goat.
Why they keep going to him being a kid? Like, why do they keep transforming Goku back like to that. A kid?
Like, I don't like it.
Well,
he was already a kid. We already have Goten. Yeah,
I mean, most people like Goku, man. Like, yeah, Goku is the main.
I just don't get the point of making him a kid.
We have Goten. Yeah.
Everyone's a kid. I guess
that's what they're trying to do. They try to pass the torch to Gohan. People didn't want to let Goku go. They made Goten. And people was like, nah. But the thing is that Dragon Ball is a shonen anime. And when you look at the title of shonen, it's young male. So it's old. He's Unk. He's actually older than Unk. Like, he's old, bro. Like, bro's probably like
as a grandchild.
In real Dragon Ball time, bro's like 50. You know what I mean? He's like probably high 40s, 50.
Yeah, like he has a grandchild.
Yeah, like bro's up there. He is not no young guy.
He's
contrary
to
belief. He is out there in these streets. Boom, bop, bing, bop, bam. But you know, I'm not gonna lie, because I really messed with GT. You know, I know a lot of people didn't, but I did like GT.
I did.
And then
it was okay. It just wasn't canon.
Yeah, it wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, there's still room for that because that's set.
I hate hearing that. I literally hate hearing that.
Yeah,
there's still room for future. No, there's not. God. They went God. There is no room. Unless it's before all of that just went. And then if it's before, why didn't he go Super Saiyan 4 when he fought the there's literally.
They're all older.
So then after, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, the thing is that.
Because he got different forms.
Yeah, yeah. This went Ultra Instinct.
Well, the reason why it doesn't make sense is because they ended up making Super 10 years after GT was made. You know what I mean? Like, they decided, like, you know, we're going to try to reboot this Dragon Ball stuff. But, like,
which is cool.
GT should have been canon.
No. If they.
Now that's why it brings up the question, which is stronger.
Always,
yeah. I don't. Super Saiyan God, like. Just as it is now, I think Super Saiyan 4 is comparable to Super Saiyan God.
I don't fight a god.
Omega Shenron.
Yeah, he doesn't have to fight a god. Like, Omega Shenron fights Jiren. Jiren's not a god, and he's technically stronger than a god.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Jiren?
They literally
stronger than some god.
The god.
Okay.
And he ain't talking about no Supreme Kai god. He's talking about like a god of destruction. Like a god of destruction. He can beat a lot of gods within those.
Saying,
they say he rivals some of them, don't they?
That's what I'm saying. He beats Bumon. He probably rivals.
I don't think Omega Shenron is rivaling Beerus.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah,
I do feel you on that.
He wasn't Beerus strong. Beerus is the planet is destroyed.
I don't know. I thought Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta.
Hokai.
I don't know.
Hokai.
I don't know. Cause you're talking about like, Hokai. Don't get me wrong, but like that's like saying like
this Hokai.
Yeah, which like, I could definitely see it. But these people can beat Hokai. You know what I mean? Like
Goku can,
and Vegeta, and Frieza. They are all well. Actually, the only person that hasn't done it was Goku.
Hence why GG can't work. It doesn't work.
I mean, it works because they just put another title on it. They call it Super Saiyan God 4 or something like that.
No, because that doesn't work. He had Ultra Instinct Goku versus Shenron versus Omega Shenron.
Again,
wiped him quick.
Would have wiped that.
Again,
there's no argument.
No, there's an
argument.
The argument that I'm making is not that he doesn't beat him, but the thing is with Super is that that's another reason why they're taking so long to come back out, because they done messed up. Because that's what I was saying before.
Why do you sound like a black uncle? Because they messed up.
Yeah, they done messed up, bro. They rushed their transformations. Like after they could have made Super Saiyan God and ended the series with Super Saiyan Blue, but you decided no, we're gonna take it all the way to Ultra Instinct. It was titled in there Mastered Ultra Instinct when he went. The full white.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna end the series with that? Technically, not supposed to be able to be touched,
bro. They ended it. They ended it well. They made another movie about Broly, which we all watched.
Yeah, but you know what he didn't do?
And then
go Ultra Instinct.
No,
you know why? Because it's too strong.
They literally said I couldn't do that again. He literally mentioned.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because they nerfed him because Master Ultra Instinct is too powerful.
Okay, but then they started writing the next. Super.
True. And you know what?
And it was
I gotta train.
They had Moro, and then they had Moro. Granola.
But that if you were Master Ultra Black Instinct Frieza. In the Tournament of Power, he would have beat Moro no problem.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, it's too strong.
No, he lost in Mount. He gained a whole nother power to beat Moro.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Dog. Yes, he did.
He did do Susanoo, yes, but that's still not stronger than Master Ultra Instinct.
He was in Master Ultra Instinct.
No, he's not.
Yes, he was.
No, he's not.
Reread the manga.
No, bro, they said that he had to go back and retrain, so he's able to unlock more of a longer term in duration, but he's not Master Ultra Instinct. They put him back because he had to train to that, because it would make no sense to just keep him in the Master Ultra Instinct form and him just like know it.
Well, and there's different versions of Ultra Instinct. There's the base form, there's the sign form.
Yeah, and the sign is before the Mastered Ultra Instinct. Like, master means like you've mastered it. Like, I'm in this. I've mastered it.
That's why they
titled it Master Ultra Instinct.
They rolled it back because that's.
Yeah, they had to dial it back because they messed up. They rushed the power, bro.
Said that he mastered it, which the version that he was fighting against Jiren was the mastered version of Ultra Instinct.
Yeah.
In that moment in time, while he was fighting with Jiren, he unlocked that potential and showed what a Mastered Ultra Instinct is supposed to look like.
Right.
However.
But with every other transformation, when Goku reaches out even for a second, he now has it.
Yeah, but this isn't one that you can just do. This is one that's difficult for gods to do. And that's kind of what this whole Super 2 journey has been, is him trying to master something that the gods have mastered.
Yeah.
Or the gods can't even master.
I just feel like they went that way because they knew they messed up.
They really messed up.
My thing is this. Because, you're right. Because I feel like they added too many transformations. Because now you got Piccolo, Orange, and Go Beast.
Well, even then, I'm not going to lie. I still think that they needed those because they needed to boost up the rest of the characters. But Orange, Piccolo, and Beast Gohan doesn't need to be stronger than...
Those were undeserved.
Super Saiyan Blue.
Those were undeserved power-ups.
Orange Piccolo definitely
was undeserved. Orange Piccolo was definitely not earned, even though, to be honest, I would still argue that it was earned to some degree because
he said he only asked to get it unlocked. But
yeah, he asked to get unlocked, but bro, he's been training the entire time. Like,
okay, maybe him yeah. wasn't, but Beast Gohan 100% was an unearned power up.
And the only reason why, because it was definitely got angry, unearned.
He yelled a lot, and then he's powerful.
It was definitely unearned for sure, but he also had like he's always had the potential to be stronger, but bro just stopped fighting because he got PTSD. Which I feel it.
I mean, that's fair.
But like he's always had the highest potential. Like he's always supposed to have been like if he was really training, yeah. being like he's supposed to be the strongest. But he wasn't really working towards it.
He did get thrown into it as a kid, didn't he?
Got kneed by his uncle at 6 years old.
Bitch.
Yeah, and then even with that too, and
you know he called him uncle now, but at the time like this was the dude that was also like in line to kill your dad.
Yeah,
you know. No, what I mean?
I think he literally meant.
No, I was talking about.
Oh, when he was on Namek, yeah, he did. Yeah,
or
yeah.
even like Piccolo. I mean, his actual uncle came up. You know what I mean? Like,
true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and that's when he was like four.
That's yeah. what I thought you were talking about. That's.
And then he had to fight Frieza, literally the strongest one in the universe at the time.
Then he had to fight Cell, the yeah. other strongest in the universe.
Yeah, all at the age of 11.
Then he fought Majin Buu.
Yes, yeah, and then
the other strongest in the universe at the time.
Of course they don't want to fight.
Yeah, bro. And then, because then you got these.
To everybody.
You got these two.
Like, yo, I've been in this forever.
And then you got these two other, Goku and Vegeta, that actually want to fight, and they're still around.
Let
handle it.
No, as Gohan, oh God, I'd be pissed at why aren't Goten and Trunks fighting like
that? Hey! Hey! Right! Hey! That's like when you get older and your mom or something starts becoming a grandma. Like, what? You can jump on the couch? This can jump on the couch, but I couldn't jump on the couch. He can have candy in the middle of the night, but I couldn't.
I literally used to get beat for this.
All right. All right. I see you. That's Gohan right now. He's like, really? I had to fight Cell, perfected.
I was 12,
and now you're telling these that no, they can't because they're not strong enough.
Are these like want to fight?
They're yeah. fusing. They're yeah. ready. Yeah. ATTG, let these go.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
And hey, they're definitely stronger than I was at that age too. Hold up. Mom, why the these ain't studying? Why the I'm the only one that had to study?
Yeah, that's true. Hey. Like, you definitely ain't on harder. This Goten.
He had a hard life.
He had a hard life. Yeah, when he wasn't out there, in the field fighting aliens, he was at home getting yelled at by his crazy mom. Like,
and she's strong as
yeah, actually, yeah, because she's not an average mom. She's actually a martial artist.
She's strong as she could destroy the moon. I was watching this thing earlier that she's on par with Roshi in the martial arts tournament when he destroyed the moon. So because. She fought Goku after
at a
that
older age. I
at
mean,
an older age, and
she definitely wasn't winning though.
She wasn't winning, but she wasn't losing.
I mean,
she lost.
She lost.
She lost, but he wasn't trying to. I don't think Goku was trying to hurt her like that.
Yeah,
but the frame saying, I do feel you because she is a fighter. Mm-hmm. She just never exuberated any type of like ki or even
she
been
can't
known,
do ki
or even been shown like to fly. Like yeah, even Videl can fly.
If she could fly or if she could shoot Ki Blast, it's projected she could blow up the moon.
Yeah, which, yeah, I give her that. Which, you know, and put it in perspective, Chi-Chi's a lot stronger than a lot in other verses.
Chi-Chi's stronger. Yeah, like, Chi-Chi's probably as strong as Krillin, if not stronger.
I'd say Krillin's definitely stronger than Chi-Chi.
Yeah, probably.
But, I mean, I do think that, like, Chi-Chi...
Stronger than Hercule.
I would Goku that... Chi Chi was probably relatively strong to Krillin at the end of Dragon Ball. Like,
that's
Dragon
what I'm
Ball.
Saying.
Like, I would definitely, yeah, relative. Yeah, definitely. But after, like, they got their potential unlocked and then they get Krillin with the Namek, yeah. Nah, Chi Chi's not hanging.
That's fair.
Yeah. And even then, like, even though they might have died later on, too, they were still training in the other life, in the other world. Because Majin Buu came and, like, popped into the other world while he was trying to find Goku and Vegeta. Okay. Yeah, he locked onto their ki. And found them.
He said, well, y'all are dead, but I found you.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't done with my fade.
Like, come run this.
Yeah, come run this fade. Oh, so that does kind of bring me back to the Dragon Ball Diamond. Because they are... It is a whole nother take on the Dragon Ball series, bringing that adventure aspect back to it. But it is kind of like the way that they broke off on the timeline, it does help it expand the universe, which I think they're trying to do. Because I've always believed, ever since I started seeing that Super Dragon Ball Heroes...
Yeah,
I think that's where Dragon Ball itself is going to end up if they continue to keep pursuing it.
Yep.
It's going to end up being like the multiverse type deal, and which they're already kind of doing because they already have multiple universes, but even within the Super Series. But yeah, so I think they're going to try to open it up like that. But, you know, we're getting some lore about, like, the Majins and stuff like that and, like, how Boo is made. And then...
I mean, that's
really cool. They're putting the fights. They're bringing the fights back in here. Like, Goku just acquired a Dragon Ball this past episode, and they have to fight, like, these, like, beings in the other world to get the Dragon Balls. And so he just scrapped one of them. That was pretty dope.
I'm going to have to watch it, I guess.
And then the animation is top tier. Like, the animation is dope. Like, yeah, it's good. It's clean. And then, yeah, because they definitely have the budget for it right now, too. So, like, the choreographies and stuff like that is cool. That's why I can't wait until Vegeta and Piccolo come in here too and start adventuring with them, because like they are talking about the kids, but it's like they act like just that main core between is going to be those main core between Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo, and then Bulma. They're going to be the ones, and then you have like
that are searching for Dragon Balls.
Yeah, they get the Dragon Balls to try to rescue Dende, so then they can all like grow back up.
Are there any? Are they doing any of it in dub yet or no?
No.
I think I'll wait for dub.
And then I was kind of thinking about the dub, too, because the thing with the sub that works is that they can use the same voice actor because it's just the same voice actor. But with the dub, that boy Sean Schwimmer ain't about to play Kid Goku. Maybe he might.
They had a dub Kid Goku at one point.
Yeah. They did, but, like, where's she at, though? That was, like, 20 years ago.
That's true.
Or 30 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, a Dragon Ball ended in the 90s.
Who was the voice actor of Kid Goku?
Because then after that, as soon as Goku grew up, it was Sean Schwimmer. Did it say, like, one?
Stephanie.
So she played Kid Goku and Gohan?
Yeah.
So that's what it sounded like?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold up, sorry.
Kanata say that she can't come back, but it's like...
She's still alive. She was only, like, 3 years older than us. That doesn't make
sense. Wait, 3 years older than us, like, back then?
Yeah, hold on, yeah.
That doesn't make sense. That
doesn't make sense. I say, like, Dragon Ball was done in the 90s.
She started 3 years before we did. Hold up.
Oh, 3 years before I was born. Oh, she started doing Dragon Ball 3 years before I started life.
That's funny.
Oh, damn.
She is in her 50s, 54.
Yeah, so I mean, she got plenty of time. But yeah, so yeah, she could definitely do it, and they might do it that way. The only thing that I do wish, though, which I get, it makes sense the way that they drew their style as far as how they're just more lean instead of like muscular, because I like the way that they drew him in GT, like Goku, like you can tell like he was buff and had muscles still. You know, he was a kid; they still did that definition. I wish they would do that in this series, but at the same time, I could also see it being like a kid with all that muscle. It's like buff ass kid, yeah, like little kid all stocky and whatnot. But again, they didn't have to make him look super buff, but they could have like toned the muscle and stuff like that.
A little bit of power,
yeah, because like
he's Goku still,
yeah, because he's strong and stuff like that. He's got this power, and like he's like slowly progressing and going through his forms.
No, so you got Super Saiyan back now?
Yeah, you got Super Saiyan and Super Saiyan 2. Like he
can he fly and shit now?
Yeah, he can fly and stuff. Cause before
he starts off not being able to fly.
Well, they start off like because he can't necessarily fly, but he can't fly for like a long period of time because of the density in the air of the underworld or demon world.
Oh, they're but the underworld.
Yeah, they go to the demon world, the Majin and stuff, right, to get the Dragon Balls because their Dragon Balls have been taken by them because they didn't want them to use their Dragon Balls. So they took their Dragon Balls, made their wish, and they went into the demon world and took Dende too. So then that they can now nobody can make Earth Dragon Balls because they didn't want the the Z Fighters to get coming over and fighting them. Just the potential, but come to find out that they were able to get somebody to help them get over there. So now they're over there trying to fight. It's Goku right now, and Supreme Kai went, and then Goku and Supreme Kai, and then they're with these two other people right now. This dude named Glorio and somebody else. And Glorio looks like, Mira. You remember Xenoverse? Mira, the blue dude with the white hair. He like was like one of the evil guys on the show. Mm-hmm. That's what he looks like right now. It's almost like the same design. Wait, instead of being buff and older, he's younger and a little skinnier. And then the main antagonist looks like, Toga, like that evil scientist on Xenoverse and stuff like that. So I wonder.
They're trying to introduce some of those like characters.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be like introducing people like those because like they're identical. But yeah, but it's pretty. I like it. Intros. I like the intro. I like the outro too. But yeah, it just brings out a whole new light on Dragon Ball, and they're putting the money into it too. Like it's one of old boy's last pieces of work. So and then haven't really because Bleach is out right now, but I haven't really watched it like that. I watched a couple episodes, but the animation is really nice for the thousand-year Bloodborne arc. I really like the animation and the fights are dope, but I'm not really digging the story at this point in time.
I never watched it, so I wouldn't be good.
Hey, y'all know this Friday that Solo Leveling movie comes out?
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something about that. Did they say, is it like a recap of the last two, like kind of how they did with Demon Slayer? Like,
it's called The Reawakening. It's 1 hour 46 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I got a show.
Plays tomorrow at 7.
So it'd be like the first two episodes.
That's what it kind of looks
like. So like the first season, it's only 12 episodes. Then yeah, 13 and 14
would be the
next two episodes of the new season.
That's kind of what it sounds like it is, though.
And then, well, it looks like Solo Leveling was 13 episodes. No, one of them. Oh, the 7.5. Yeah, so it was 12 episodes.
Yeah, that's 7.5. Okay. That was the worst rated episode of any episode on Crunchyroll.
It was literally just a recap.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but it got the worst out of any episode ever on Crunchyroll.
Well, they literally put a filler on a 12-episode...
Yeah, there's no reason.
Like, you literally put a filler in the middle of a 12-episode deal. Like, what are you doing? Like, bro, you could have just not made an episode that week. Yeah,
you could have just skipped a week.
Yeah, you could have just skipped a week.
That would have been better. That would have been better.
Like, there's no need for that.
Like, that was just lazy.
A recap, though, and then watching those last two, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah. Yep. So that wouldn't be bad. And then I did see something here recently about MH8 dropping out, like, the new hero rankings for, like, a post-time skip.
I mean, that would be cool, but I need some more content from them. That's... going off of what we just saw, it either needs to be some movies or something else, but...
Didn't they just make a movie, or is that movie not canon?
Well, I don't think the movie's necessarily... I don't know if it's canon or not. The reason, and I don't think it is, because the restroom aren't really... I'm trying to think, that one they had went to America for, like, the technological convention, and Deku got those new gauntlets. I wonder if that was canon. But the rest of them, I don't think were canon.
Kind of hit and miss with that, so...
Yeah, most of the movies are not canon. So... But at the same time, though, I don't necessarily see why they would do that and not make them canon, because they never do more in the movie than what Deku is capable within the show.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know...
But they don't ever give him any new powers either.
Yeah.
Except for the one where What's-His-Face got all for one. Bakugo.
Yeah.
I got one for all.
Yeah. Right. For a little bit, which... Yeah, because that wasn't canon. But at the same time, though, like, I don't, like, in my opinion, I just think that they should just make that stuff canon, because it's like, it just shows them that they're still doing hero stuff, you know, like, just because they're not doing the main storyline doesn't mean, like, they can't do hero stuff everywhere else.
Right.
It would just build to me, it would just build to the world. Fact, yeah, build up the world, build up the fact that they're actually still getting experience out of here, you know, because he's never stronger than what he is throughout the main series. But for those new hero rankings, at least what I saw, it looked like Bakugo was like number 15 and Shoto was number 2.
Damn.
And Midoriya?
Not even on the list.
Not even on the list.
Also on the list. After the time skip?
Gucci? Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't got no power.
Yeah. So he, not even on the list.
He ain't no power. No, you know.
Which I'm just like, don't get me wrong. It's old boy's story. He made it. But why? Why? Why would you write it to where he loses his power? Why? Why would you do that?
Because it's a part of the story.
Like, yeah, but why would you make your story like...
He won him and lost him, and now he's running at McDonald's.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, what?
Like, why?
I don't know.
Like,
I haven't, like, seen why it. Why would you? No, I've just, like, seen memes.
Why is that what you... Like, why didn't you make that, like, a consultant or something? Like, someone that could work within the heroes, like, not on the front line.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, nah, why'd you...
He's running McDonald's, bro.
Like, why'd you do this?
His life had to be...
He just literally wrote the story of peaking in high school.
Hey,
bro.
Damn.
So, hey, yo, gotcha. Hey, put the fries in the bag, bro.
Yeah. It's proving that Bakugo was always right. You're not going to be a pro hero.
You a sidekick.
He literally should have just kept talking that.
Yeah. He was just right it the whole time.
The whole time. Like, Bakugo, still a pro hero. Like, he still has room to...
I told you that you was not going
to
be one.
Still has room to grow. Yeah. Like, they just... I don't know why they would... It's crazy. But, hey, I'm here for the end of the series.
Same.
But I've been thinking about trying to catch up on that. Oh, I thought about just even reading the manga and just let me see it real quick.
Just to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So between that and then...
That One Piece manga is pretty... It's still going.
Yeah, it's still going. Yep.
That made me happy. They're on Elbaf officially.
Yeah, I don't think this last chapter was like too crazy, but you know, it's
informative.
It's still nice to be like, you still get One Piece, even though they're
all back together. All the Straw Hats are back together.
Yeah. They're,
how far are you?
I'm on the one where they were going to the upper level because the giant crew got back, and they're going up to the upper level to have a banquet later on, and then they show that kid. That they show when the Shanks versus Mihawk, not Shanks versus Mihawk, Shanks versus Kid episode, that kid and that lady. So I'm currently on that chapter. I haven't finished it.
I think there's another one after
that. Yeah, there's one more after that.
I think they just released it this week.
So, 11:32 is where I'm at.
Is there 11:33 out?
Not on the Shonen Jump. It says it comes out in 4 days.
Okay.
But the TCB scans come out a couple days earlier, so it might be out. But, yep. But that's still going on, you know. That's nice. So it's like, you know, even though the anime is out on their hiatus, still got the manga.
Right. I still haven't even finished the last couple episodes of One Piece, and they're doing some weird thing because it's still coming out.
Yeah, well, they're reanimating right now the Fishman Island arc.
Is that what that is?
Yes, they're reanimating it in the new animation stuff that they've been doing for Wano and Egghead.
Oh, that's dumb. I don't want to watch that.
How
it was.
That's why, like, I'm not watching it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like One Piece, but, like, reanimating the Fishman Island arc while the anime is still going.
Right, the anime is still going. Y'all are in the middle of an arc.
You're literally having another studio reanimate the beginning of the series here, and probably the rest of the series as long as it goes well.
Start at the beginning. Why did you do it in the middle?
Because they're already having another series reanimate the beginning. I don't even know why they're reanimating it twice.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, you have which studio literally in the works making the beginning of One Piece.
Right.
So, and then you have Toy Animation decided that they want to redo the animation for the Fishman Island arc.
That's so stupid.
But at the same time, though, I do think that One Piece is on hiatus right now. It might be some other reasons, but I do think that it's because they're giving that time and budget and animation to Dragon Ball Daima.
Trying to.
So, you know,
Dragon Ball and One Piece are never out at the same time. They're always back
and forth. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so there's that. And then there was this manga that I started reading called Kaguro Hibachi. Pretty good so far.
Kaguro Hibachi.
Kaguro Hibachi. It's about this dude who he lives with his dad. It's just him and his dad. And his dad is a swordsmith, like or like a blacksmith. He makes all types of swords. But he made like six cursed blades, or not cursed blades, but like six magic blades, I think they're also called cursed, that were used in a time of war in a certain period. And so after that, you know, war time was done, he ended up getting those swords back and laying back, and then he put them into these cases or seals to not be touched again, you know, unless it has to be. So there's these people, they're called like wizards, because there's some people that are able to use magic and stuff like that in this world, that they came and it was like and high up in these clans, and they came looking for the swords. And so they came and they found old boy, and then they end up killing him, and they took a couple of the swords, or excuse me, they took all the swords, all six swords. And so, and they killed old boy. And so the main guy, he's like, he's mad, and you know, he's vengeful because like they came in and killed his pop. Okay. And he's trying to get vengeance and trying to get all the swords back, because he's like, these swords aren't supposed to be used. Yeah. So he's on this war path to go and try to find the people to get these swords back and kill them and sounds get vengeance.
Like, it'd be a good anime.
And so comes to find out that there was a seventh sword that was made that he has right now. So it has like that magic stuff that he's able to use too. So he's going in there trying to do vengeance. And right now what it looks like is there's this guy that used to work with his dad out there in the field, as far as like, you know, his dad make the swords, but this guy was one of the ones that would use his sword to like actually fight. And he would be coming around throughout these years. And so the main character has been able to get like used to him and, you know him and stuff like that. But he just seems a little sketchy, and I wonder if he's going to play out to be like end up betraying him or turn on him in the future. Yeah. When they like really gets to like the nitty gritty. So we'll see. But like, he's been around, so he's like, it seems like he's been looking out for this kid so far, but we'll see if it turns.
Did either of y'all watch Wind Breakers?
No, but I keep hearing about it though. I keep hearing about it.
Isn't that the soccer one?
No, that's Blue Lock.
That Blue Lock.
Which I heard that shit's nice.
Yeah, I hear it's nice, but I haven't been watching the second
one. Windbreaker is the one that I said was weak. And that was
like,
yeah,
it was like the
high school. Yeah.
Similar, I guess, yeah. No, in the that's same realm of Tokyo Revengers.
I was just thinking about, like, that fell off so hard. Like,
yeah.
Bro, I saw that first episode. I'm like, this is going to be trash.
It was nice for the first couple episodes, and then I was like, this is getting pissed because he's not fighting. Like this is like, I was like, this just isn't working.
Yeah, it was him. It was him. That I think it was the main
but
character.
But this is the...
That shit looks hard. That looks like it would be a good anime.
Oh, okay. It's a manga right now?
Yeah, it's a manga right now. But Chihiro, Cursed Path, sends him down a quest of bloody vengeance.
Yeah, no, that sounds dangerous.
So
that sounds good.
Yep, it's kind of the anime that I've been watching. And then, of course, I've been watching Naruto, too. So
we've been watching ReZero.
Yeah, ReZero.
I've been watching...
I just finished the first season.
Okay, okay.
I'm not that far. I kind of paused in the first season again. I've seen it already, so I've been back and forth.
Man, what's confusing me...
You finished the first season, let's go.
Yeah, what's confusing me, though, are the sins. Like, because
you talking about the sins, like the cult?
Yeah, like how there's gluttony.
Yeah.
Was
it sloth?
Sloth, yeah. And then so sloth.
I didn't really understand that either.
Like, I was just like, how are they? Like, why are they?
Maybe it'll turn back around. And he's gonna get powers or something.
Because you know that how like the part where he keeps dying because they keep killing Millie when they keep what is it? Because they keep killing her, and then Puck goes crazy because he's like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's dead. Like, I have no reason. Like, I can destroy this world now.
Yeah, man, tell me that scene was not crazy when he came out there and he just like, when Puck was just like, you know, he was out there in the castle all huge. And he was like.
Yeah, he's like, my daughter. I was like, whoa.
And then they end that episode like that. Bro just get covered in snow.
Because, like, the thing is, so the watching the first the season on Crunchyroll on because it's director's cut or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole season, but instead of it being a 30-minute episode, they're hour long. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's
they're good.
Yeah, so that's what you were talking about. Yeah, because I was like, bro, I don't recall being an hour long episode per episode, bro. I thought it could have been. Like,
no, yeah. So they had because they had two episodes in one, and I realized that because like. It like have like the beginning of it. Like there just wasn't
that no, makes like, so much sense.
Because you're like sitting here.
I did watch it. Why is it so long? Yeah, and I guess that does why I'm like on the fourth episode. I'm like, damn, dude.
Yeah,
I
you're feel basically like on the eighth.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, this is. I don't feel like all these happened in one episode.
Yeah,
I don't.
So I was like, because
because it went through the whole first and second episode together. I was like, what?
Yeah, the first, I was like, yo, this is. I was like, a lot of shit happened in this episode.
That did not,
yeah, but I will say that
he found out his power, and then it was this, and then that. Yeah, happened. Like hold up.
I will say though that usually on the first episode of the season, it is closer to an hour long episode of each of the first episodes.
Like so, like
the rest of them are like 20 minutes.
Because like I thought something was because like at first, like when he first shows up and everything's like frozen, I was like, oh Puck. Because like if you watch that episode, that like it's like what is it, the like ReZero memory or whatever, and like literally it's just about Puck, how like he if he has too much power, he has to like basically like he lets it out and it just gets super cold and like snowy. So like when he arrives up at the castle. And it's like, you're too late, Subaru. And then he freezes. I was like, Puck, something's up with Puck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that was biggest in that castle, sliced his head off.
And then that's because, you know, too, because you saw the whole deal where, so that whole progression from where Rem and Rem couldn't stand this dude.
Yes.
To like,
Rem
is a ride or die.
Yeah.
Is a ride or die.
Like, I know you want someone else, but I'm right here.
Yeah. She's a ride or die. And then you seen what happened to her, too. When there's at the cone, you see what happened to her too.
Because like when the whale ate her first, like when the whale did it at first, like
oh that whale was crazy.
He was like everyone's like who's Rem? Like I was like I was sick. I was like,
what do you mean?
Bro, that's honestly where I stopped. Like last time, that
you
really,
stopped there.
No, I finished it, but it took me a while to get past that part.
I was like,
the very first time I watched it, like
no, I was stuck. I watched like three episodes that night. So I was like, what?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Cause he's right next to the dude. He's like, where's that guy that was right next to us? And like he's like, what? There's no one right next to us. So I was like, okay, maybe this just didn't see him or something. Like I don't know. Maybe this didn't see him. But when that's like, who's Rem? I was like, yo,
yeah, like you tripping now?
I was like that's a main character. Like
and then that dude, that merchant dude, he was like. This is your fault.
Right.
This is all you. You pay for your stage. Like, dang, dog. Like, dang, dog. Like, it's that's like violent. That.
Yeah, hey, no, that whale is that whale is crazy. But then, like, the fact that, because, like, that's what threw me off, actually, because Puck is, like, gluttony's on its way, talking about the whale.
Mm-hmm.
Which I wish they would have showed them fighting. That would have been dope.
Like Puck and the Whale?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be dope. Yeah, that would be crazy.
So, it says Gluttony's coming, it's the whale. But then, later, Gluttony's some weird sharp tooth looking that eats Prim's memories, and then no one remembers Prim.
Eats everybody's memories. Right.
Dang, is that not the second season? Are you on the second season?
That's the first season.
Okay, like, what? Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Now, you're starting to talk about some past first season stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that is second season. That is the start of the second season. Because first season ends with Amelia going, who's Rim?
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, how is she dead again? Like, they don't have to. Doesn't he try and kill himself right away?
Oh, yeah.
And then he realized, he wakes up as part, she's like, who's Rim? He's like, life.
And then, did you also see that part two where he was with the cult people? He got captured by the cult people and Rim came to come and save that dude? Same.
Are you talking about the first time and she twisted up?
Yeah. They did her dirty.
I was like, yo, they had that rung up like a towel. Like,
see, I thought you liked it because you know you like to see your main character struggle.
Yeah, this is definitely for him.
Yeah,
I ain't no question about that.
They been struggling.
She crawled up. I was like, dog. How is she? I first when she crawled up to him, I thought it was gonna be like something like she wasn't really alive. Like.
Mm-hmm.
But she was.
See, that's the type of loyalty I'm trying to have. If you ain't that loyal, I don't want you.
That bitch had no... her head was twisted around.
It was gone.
Like, yeah. She was literally like, they wrung her out like a towel. Like,
yeah, that ReZero crazy. So, all right, you're on second two, or season two. So, I'm going to have to pick it back up.
Yeah, because season three just came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet. I'll be there soon.
Well, yeah, shit. I would hate to have life. Me like, straight up, literally... He didn't he didn't get hit by anything. He didn't die or anything. Like literally, he grabbed a bag of chips, walked, and ended up in another world. Like,
yeah, he has it the worst. At least for everybody else that gets isekai, you know why you're there.
Yeah,
you know why you're there.
Normally they get hit and they die.
Yeah,
like, literally straight up just.
And then not only that, but world. You then come back as like you got some type of talent and skill. At least go work with it. No. His talent is that he can come back to life.
After dying.
He still dies. He still dies. And he still feels the pain. But he can come back to life.
That's even worse.
Exactly. That is terrible.
That's like he didn't get the blessing. He got a curse.
That's the worst.
He must have did something that they're not explaining. He must have did something.
He has had to because, he's cursed.
Yeah, like why would the witch want him?
Yeah, that's something. I don't understand what she's about, like.
Yeah.
And why every time he wants to say I have returned by death, like she like grabs his heart.
Like it's different from all the time because it's like it's not like you're going to really die for real this time.
But the thing is he can say it to himself, but like if he goes to say it to someone, she grabs his heart. Like I don't.
That's the lore.
Like I don't get it. But I'm saying like if she crushes his heart, doesn't he just come back to life?
I don't think so after she does it. That's what I think makes it different because like he's not at a point to worry like
who knows?
Like he's used to dying now. Or not used to dying, but he knows in the back of his mind right now, like if I die, I will come back to life.
Yeah.
So like there's still some type of level of, like we can redo this stuff, but when she grabs it for real, it's like this feels like nothing else that I've faced before. Because otherwise, it's just like, I'm going to come back to life. Because she's the one that gave him the power, so I'm sure she can probably control it in a way.
But yeah.
I have to rewatch this, because now I'm you guys are talking beyond. Anime, dude. That's a good way to end it.
Yeah, well, that's it for today. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. This is TTIGR, That Time I Got Reincarnated Podcast with Rashawn, Jamal, and Devontae. And to get more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. So until next time, take it easy.